bucket. I remember now that when the field, when we were digging potatoes, we'd have a dozen or so extra hands. There's always a water boy coming down with a dipper and a bucket, and they would all use the same dipper.
Take
a drink of water.
Did you ever have something that you could turn to get the water to run into your dipper or cup?
Turn to? What do you mean? I don't say that again. Didn't understand.
Like, you know, the little thing that gets the water to drip into your cup, or I think we've
spigot?
Already
spigot.
Yeah.
Faucet. The water spigot.
It was. Okay, let's say that the theory that it was so cold last night that our water pipes
froze.
And then if they freeze so much, what do they usually do sometimes?
They burst.
People used to buy flour in a what?
Flour to make bread? A sack, flour sack. I used to have flour sacks. Used to, when I was little, I'd make my underwear out of gold metal flour sack.
That's interesting. And let's say a larger container, where, you know, it'd be really big, and it's round, made out of wood.
Oh, hog's head?
No, was that what it's called?
Well, that's something. That's a big container, like a barrel, half of a barrel.
And what's that called again?
Barrel.
Oh no, you used another term.
Oh, a hog's head?
Something that you might have to roll off a wagon or a couple of logs or boards. You know, the thing that you would use, you know.
I mean, you put something down in the back of a wagon so as to roll things down and
yeah.
And the, I forgot what you fold, you call it folds. What's that? It's been a long time since that has happened.
What did molasses come in when you, what did molasses come in when you used to buy it on a fairly large quantities?
Well, that way I have never experienced, because we had our own molasses syrup and when I was on the farm, and when you bought it in bottles, really. See, we put our syrup in bottles and sealed it with a cork.
Is there a type of sugar syrup they used to make too?
Yeah, they made sugar out of cane sugar. They sold brown sugar they made. And
what about the lard? You know, if you bought some lard in a large quantity, what would that come in?
A lard can, or let's see, lard. See, when I was young, when we killed hogs in November, every November we killed hogs. And we would make lard to use, and we'd have lard cans that we'd put it and use it all during the year for our seasoning and frying and things of that sort. Lord help us now, I wouldn't have that now, it'd kill me if I'd eat that hog's lard.
Did you ever call those containers a stand?
No.